This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Lisa Koenig.
And I'm Mike Murray.
Let's talk a little bit about the AP phone records that were seized by the federal government. Let's take a different look at this. L. Tompkins of the Poynter Institute had a really interesting angle, which is that the government has a long history of punishing journalists. We can go back to, I believe it was the Sedition Act in the late 1700s, with the government going after journalists who, you know, they thought might be a threat to national security, Mike.
Yeah, and it's an interesting thing. I think it was reflected again in the Homeland Security Act, mm-hmm. which I don't exactly remember what the true impact of the Homeland Security Act was on journalists, but I know that it caused them to feel rather threatened in terms of what, you know, the government would be able to search and seize in terms of information. And so I'm not surprised that it's still happening, and it's pernicious as ever. But, you know, as I always kind of have wondered to myself, in terms of personal privacy, I wonder how much we've got left. And then in terms of journalistic privacy, you know, you have to wonder also how much there is left today, given the digital trail we all leave, journalists and civilians alike.
Well, Barack Obama took office promising a new era of government transparency, and I don't think we're seeing that.
No, what's disturbing about this case is the administration, according to the New York Times, I think in today's edition, they said that the Obama administration has pursued six government officials over leaks, and only three had been pursued in total under all previous presidents. And they apparently were trying to track down whoever leaked a story about a year ago about the CIA's foiling of a terrorist plot in Yemen. And in the interest of national security, they seized these phone records, not just office records, cell phone records, personal phone records over a 2-month period without notifying the AP. And so it's a disturbing trend in this administration, even though, as you say, there's a long history. And it seems like this administration is now being compared to the Nixon administration in its paranoia.
Well, and that's never a comparison you want for yourself, being compared to Nixon's paranoia.
Well, Nixon, I guess, is a pretty exceptional case. I'm no Nixon historian, but I guess he was very unhappy with the press in general and just didn't like, you know, people in the media at all. So threatening to pull TV licenses and so forth and all this kind of thing. And
I just finished reading the memoir of Katharine Graham, the former publisher of the Washington Post, who was publisher during that period. And it is scary to read about how he was retaliating and going after the licenses of the TV stations that the Post mm-hmm. owned. And in this case, the AP is saying that it's not about, you know, the Attorney General says that it was done in the interest of national security, but the AP is saying
prove it.
This is about intimidation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Prove how this impacts national security today. As journalists, how do you, I guess, walk that fine line between what you think the public needs to know and maybe crossing a line there where you're jeopardizing security? Or do you go out and just report and let someone else decide if you're crossing a line?
It seems like going back to the Washington Post, the Washington Post kind of faced that dilemma with the Pentagon Papers, which detailed the American involvement in Vietnam, these classified papers. And when the New York Times was taken to court over publishing them, then the Washington Post was faced with the decision: do we continue publishing the papers now that the New York Times faces a court injunction? And they were scared. They thought, you know, now that there's a court injunction, they could get in serious trouble with the law. They decided to go ahead and do it. They went for it, and in the end, the Supreme Court upheld their right to do that. So, you know, the government often uses this line. It's in the interest of national security, yeah. but a lot of times it's not. It's in some other government interest, and so your first allegiance is to the public. And so, I guess I'm in favor of erring on the public's right in favor of the public's right to know.
Yeah, that's the way I'd answer it. Also, the question is you know, as an individual reporter. Or a journalist, you know, the question is am I putting my own, you know, future on the line, or will the company I work for back me up on this kind of thing? You know, and I think the Washington Post had enough integrity to be all on the same page with it and to decide, as Lisa says, in favor of, you know, erring on the side of the public has the right to know. And so, you know, if you work for a good company, you know, a company with integrity like that, I'd say we're going to go full force with it, you know, go ahead with the information, even though it may risk somebody's definition of national security. But if I was out there all by myself alone, you know, or for example, an embedded journalist or something, you know, in a military conflict situation, that's a different story, I think. So.
Well, the case involving AP and the Obama administration, of course, is still playing out. But I think we've seen time and time again with these cases, I think the government has been wrong. The Pentagon Papers, I think as we look back, there was no threat to national security with that. If you look back during World War I, the Espionage Act, which allowed the government to censor German language publications or any publication that seemed pro-German. I think you can look back and say that was the wrong thing to do. Mm-hmm. And so I think the Obama administration has a lot to do to prove that what they did here with the AP was the correct thing to do because, like I say, history has shown these types of actions in the past have always been wrong.
And they have a chilling effect. The I'm glad that the head of the AP, who I didn't know until today, was a former First Amendment lawyer. He I guess on the Sunday talk show, said that already that they're finding that there are officials who used to talk to them who are scared to talk to them now
yeah.
because of this.
So, yeah, you get that sort of spin-off effect there, too, that might not be obvious at first, but certainly could impact future reporting on things that the public needs to know about. Hey, with that, we've run out of time for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.